California has joined a dozen other states across the U.S. that have either banned or regulated the use of gestation crates to raise livestock. A ballot proposition in California is having a ripple effect on livestock and poultry prices across the country, including Montana. California's Proposition 12 bans the use of gestation crates to raise hogs, but producers blame that new mandate for rising prices. Montana is not among the states that have banned crates, but food prices are still on the rise. A report from Farm Action says corporate producers believe pandemic-era supply chain disruptions are driving up prices. Farm Action's Joe Maxwell calls it price gouging and offers as evidence an unjustified 20% hike in California pork prices.
And it's just a part of their doing business now. They find excuses in the markets to gouge that consumer. And one thing we want to be very clear on is that the consumer knows it's not the farmer. The farmer's getting squeezed just as much as is the consumer.
Large-scale ag companies say there are other factors at play, such as consumer demand and animal illness forcing prices up. Montana, which has been criticized for its lack of oversight and regulation, continues to raise livestock in large confinements to keep up with growing demand. But those facilities are known to pollute nearby ground and surface water with manure runoff. Farm Action is the same group that asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate egg prices, which had tripled in some areas not long after the official end of the pandemic. The group researched U.S. Ag Department data and said the numbers did not support the need for sharp egg price increases. But Maxwell argues corporate food producers face limited competition and have monopolized the market.
They've got that control over the farmer, not unlike oil companies have over oil fields. They now have that control because there's very few buyers of farmers' commodities. So they have that control over the farmer, the producer.
Montana did address the rules governing confinement operations earlier this year, including how and when pollutants are discharged from the facilities. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.